Loading the virus.
Eagle One, the package is being delivered.
Hello, Cyber and Twitch and YouTube listeners out there. I am Jason Kebler, Editor-in-Chief of Motherboard. Matt is not away this week. It is a Tuesday, not a weekend yet. Wishful thinking on my part. He is here as the guest of this week's Cyber because he's been doing a whole lot of reporting. So, hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I have big shoes to fill. I feel like every time I do this, I wonder, how does he not screw up the intro every single time?
Well,
I seem to.
That's how I know you don't watch it live, because I often screw up the intro. And the fine people in Twitch and YouTube watch me say, all right, we're going to do this again, everybody. Everybody, don't panic. I'm going to re-record. It happens.
Okay, well, on the podcast, you don't screw it up. I don't have an intro because I don't have time to write such things. But we're here to talk about the leaked classified documents from our very own Pentagon, which you have been breaking news on, writing about, downloading with the help of our lawyer and approval of our lawyer. Let's just get into it. So last week we learned that these essentially like war assessments and plans for the Ukraine war leaked from somewhere in the Pentagon, somewhere in the military.
Right.
We will talk about how and where they leaked, because I think that's where we've been leading the coverage. But like broadly speaking, what are these documents? Like, what are the documents we're talking about?
So the documents appear to be, I personally have seen them in five different forms. These are intelligence reports. They're intelligence assessments meant for people with top secret clearance. And there are thousands of people with top secret clearance, but they are written from a military perspective. They appear to be like Pentagon intelligence, probably Defense Intelligence Agency. We don't know that for sure, but just using context clues, it's kind of our best guess. And it is everything from specific stuff about what's going on in Ukraine to, you know, spy stuff, things that we know about our allies, things that the U.S. knows about its allies, things that the U.S. knows about its enemies, conversations that it's been listening to. It's kind of broad. It's kind of all over the place. It's interesting. It's a very interesting set of documents. So
we've seen over the years classified intelligence, top secret documents leak before. Most famously, you know, the trove of documents that Edward Snowden leaked. We've seen hacked documents before. We've seen WikiLeaks wires and that sort of thing. I think the Edward Snowden leaks were obviously massive and had tons and tons of news about them, had a lot of information about ongoing signals intelligence programs and mass surveillance programs within the military and the NSA. But these documents are really the first time that I have seen in my life, like pretty recent intelligence about an ongoing war.
This is like daily briefing. This is, yeah, the Snowden stuff. I think the story is that he got out with more than 1 million documents and only around 1,000 of them were published. Because the people, he made sure some of them didn't get out, and then the journalists that were looking at that story made sure some of them didn't get out. This is pretty raw, but it is also like an intelligence briefing. This is information that you would show to someone in the know, like a commander or a president, maybe the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and say, like, here's what we know about XYZ today. They're dated. The earliest dates on them, I believe, are February 23rd, and the latest, I believe, are March 5th. So that's kind of the date range that we're looking at. And yeah, it is interesting because I've seen historical documents that look like this, but never something that's this pressure, like that's about the moment that's happening right now.
Right. And so, I mean, these documents are quote unquote old because they're about a month old, but that in the grand scheme of things, like they're pretty recent. It's yeah. like this is talking about the state of the war in Ukraine quite recently. I think over the last several months, you know, there's a lot of talk about Ukraine and Russia sort of fighting to a stalemate in certain parts of the country. And so, I mean, that's in some of these documents. It's like the Pentagon is worried about a stalemate. And so it's very possible that some of like that the Ukraine army and the Pentagon may have had to change some of their plans because these documents leaked.
Yeah, there was a story, I think in Reuters today, Kyiv said that they had, in fact, because they're the kind of the state of the war right now is that it is pretty stalematey, depending, it's more complicated than that, but depending on where you look. What's getting a lot of the headlines is this siege around the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of the country, where the Wagner group, which is this paramilitary group tied to Russia, has just kind of been throwing troops into a meat grinder, and Ukraine will not give up the city. The scuttlebutt is that Ukraine had been planning a counteroffensive. These documents seem to have information related to that counteroffensive, including like troop levels and the placement of certain assets, including like surface to air missiles, things like that. And Kyiv said, I think today, that they had in fact changed a lot of their plans because of the information that was in these leaks.
Right. I want to say something with the gigantic caveat that this is war. This is people's lives. This is very serious. But looking at these documents, the very first thing that I thought, and I don't know why my head went here, but it's just like I had never seen classified documents of this type before. But it's like a lot of the documents look like they came from a game of Risk or like a tactics game, like a turn-based strategy game. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I like have not thought about what these sorts of things look like, but it was kind of like in the movies where you see like, okay, we're going to game this out on a big map and we're going to have little tokens of troop of like battalions and such. And like, if Russia does this, we'll do that, like that sort of thing. And I was just struck by the fact that a lot of these documents look like they come from a turn-based computer video game.
Yeah, it's very, think of like, if anyone knows the hex-based, maybe like as a board game, like an Avalon Hill board game, or like a Europa Universalis, or like a Paradox strategy game. Like, it's kind of that level of detailed. But I mean, it's interesting because the origin of those games, and this is pre Dungeons and Dragons, all this stuff is tied into military training and military history. They were using games like this in the late Napoleonic era to like train officers. And then like the D&D guys get a hold of it and this fantasy element comes in, but they were also doing a lot of war gaming too. And then throughout the 50s and 60s, like with the Rand Corporation, and they still do this today, like they run massive war games that look, that like gamify war. You know, we see headlines about these kinds of things, like they ran a war game and like China beat America's ass, et cetera, et cetera, and these simulations. And so it makes sense that like the intelligence would also look like these games that we're playing. So yeah, I mean, it's interesting. This something I've actually wanted to write about for a while is kind of this connection between military strategy and board games, and how they're kind of intertwined, and how the military actually makes assessments based on games that they're playing. So yeah, it's interesting. You look at like the troop placements around the eastern part of Ukraine in these documents, which I'm not going to show you. Sorry, chat. And it looks like it does. It looks like a 4X game. It looks like you're playing Europa Universalis or Hearts of Iron or something.
Right. And I think that is a good point that you raised. It's like a lot of these games that focus like real time and turn based strategy war games are obviously trying to be as realistic as possible. And so it looks like that because they're based on this over time. And it's like these documents still often look the same, even though we're here in 2023 talking about a war that has many different facets, a kinetic war, a cyber war, a propaganda war, etc. Which I think brings us to, I think we can talk now about how these documents leaked or what we know about how they leaked. We do not know where they came from, but we do know where they ended up. So how did these get on the internet and in what form?
I'm going to work backwards. I'm going to tell a little bit of the story of some of the reporting just because it's so funny. So Thursday is kind of when the news breaks. That's when the Pentagon's talking about it and saying that they're investigating last Thursday. And it looks like it's roaming around on Telegram and other social media sites, especially Twitter. And what we're seeing is like a couple of slides from these documents. The thing that's the real big focus is casualties from both sides. And it looks like some of the casualty numbers have been tweaked and then reposted. And it's kind of circulating on Russian Telegram channels. People start digging. And it looks like before that it had hit Telegram and Twitter, these more mainstream sources, that it was on 4chan. And people had gotten into an argument and were using like these intelligence slides to try to win the argument on 4chan, which is, of course.
The argument about like how the war was going.
Exactly. Like an argument about how the war was going. And they're like, oh, yeah, you think you know how the war is going? Well, then look at this. And it's like top secret information about casualty numbers on the Russian and Ukrainian sides. Just beefing on 4chan, sharing government secrets. So then like Eric Toller of Bellingcat, which is this investigative journalists that use open source intelligence to kind of track things down, started talking about like he's like, I found a source for these leaks that's even dumber than 4chan. You won't believe it. And he and I start talking and he's like, this is so stupid. You won't believe it. And I'm like, is it War Thunder or World of Tanks? Because these are two games that are like people really love that are very, very into military equipment and have been the source of leaks of government secrets before, because people wanted to
classified documents have leaked on the War Thunder forums
because people wanted to make sure that the tanks were working to specifications. They would leak the latest specifications of these military weapons to make sure that everything's working properly in the game. And he's like, no, it's even stupider. And it turned out and that I was able to verify this. Motherboard was able to like independently go in and check this stuff, that an earlier source of the link before 4chan was a Minecraft Discord server, a private one, not one run by the company. And there's like hundreds of these things. And I will now pull up a screenshot of kind of what that looked like when it was leaked. And we'll lose Jason here for a second. But yeah, somebody had posted on March 4th, have some leaked documents on the Minecraft Earth Map Discord server. And it was about 10 pages. You can see them all blurred out here of these docs.
So I can assume like Minecraft Earth Map, like there's a lot of these different projects in Minecraft, but typically this is when people are trying to recreate Earth in Minecraft. There's like a lot of different projects to do this.
Right, exactly. It's one of these big projects where they're trying to do a bunch of like little, very specific recreations of spaces. Right. All right, cyber listeners, this is Matthew speaking to you from the magic of post-production. We're going to take a break. We will be right back after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, cyber listeners, welcome back. Let's get back to those pesky Pentagon documents. So this is like a trove of about 10 documents that's on this page. And that seems like that's kind of where it made the jump from like Discord to 4chan and then Telegram and then like out into the wider world. And again, we're talking here on April 11th. This was March 4th. This was hanging around on that server for, you know, a month before anyone had noticed it, really, other than the people in that server.
Time, they were like, the documents were not aged. It's like, yeah. Those were pretty much like real time or close to. Like we're talking about, oh, this was a month ago, so they're not that sensitive anymore. It's like at that time they were highly sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. Before they made it onto here, they were on another Discord server as a pack of about 20 for a YouTuber. The server was named WowMow. That one shut down now. They shut it down. And then
they're all shut down now, are they not?
No, the Earth one is still up. The Minecraft
documents are down.
The documents, yeah. It's funny because when you and I were like verifying the story, I watched them get deleted off the Minecraft Earth server. I had like gotten screenshots of it and like shared them with you and like shared the link with you, and then like maybe 2 or 3 minutes later, they were deleted. The Minecraft Earth server is still up. They'd been contacted and reprimanded by Discord 2 days ago, I think. And they kind of released a statement to the people on their server. It was like, hey, please don't share government documents. We've been warned by Discord. We have to like keep this thing legit. Right. It's not exactly, these are people that are generally just trying to play Minecraft. They're not a clearinghouse of government secrets. And so before, this is where things start getting hazy, before they were on the WowMow Discord server, they were on a Discord server called Thugshaker Central, and that is kind of where things start to fall apart. The pack that was there was about 50 pages of government documents, and before that, like, is when we kind of lose the trail. There's been reporting in like the New York Times and some other places that the most anyone has seen is a zip file containing about 100 pages. I have only seen a zip file containing 50. That's the I think is 54 is the specific number. That's kind of as far down the rabbit hole as we were able to find. And as far as I know, no one has been able to figure out how they got onto Discord or how they made the leap from, the government, the Pentagon, to Discord. But there are some clues along the way that we can talk about if you want to.
Right. So we haven't heard, there's been no public acknowledgement from the Pentagon or the CIA being like, we've caught the leaker, they're under arrest, so on and so forth. We can theorize about how these might have gotten out, but other things to know, all of the documents that we've seen have been photos of printed out and folded pages, meaning that someone didn't scan them, they didn't take screenshots of them, they printed out these documents, they took photo presumably with their phone or a camera, and then they uploaded them somewhere.
Right. And I can show people, based on some of the other stories that we've published, I'll lose you again, but so that people kind of know what that looks like. That is kind of what we're talking about. So it's like a folded up piece of paper that someone took a photograph of.
Right. And this is notable because Reality Winner, who was a later NSA leaker who leaked to The Intercept and was arrested, he was caught because basically the government was able to tell that these documents had been printed. There was like a specific folding pattern to them. I don't actually know if the folding pattern ended up mattering in catching her, but basically they were able to go look at these files, look at who printed them, and then determine that, you know, she was the one who leaked to these documents to The Intercept. And so that is, go ahead.
I just have I got 2 points from chat I want to bring up that I think are important here. One is from Beatmaster80. I bet they stripped the EXIF data. Yes. And everything we've seen, that has all been stripped out, completely emptied. And then this is just a funny aside that I think is this is one of those things where, like, I don't know, but it feels correct. The Discord leak reminds me of the movie Stand By Me. Hey, you want to see a dead body? Hey, you want to see some leaked documents? That is the language and the attitude that it feels like I've seen from people that are sharing the leaks in places like Discord. It is very much like, I know something other people don't know. Isn't this cool secret I have? Do you want to see it?
It's just a flex.
It's a flex.
In many cases, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Jason, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. What I was going to say is, like, Discord not encrypted, Discord subject to quite a lot of, you know, subject to subpoena and search warrant and things like this. Probably not that many people printing out documents these days. It's just like, I would be deeply shocked if this person, if the Pentagon doesn't have a good idea of who this person is. And I would be shocked if they're not already in custody or if they're not, you know, caught very soon. It's like, it just doesn't strike me as being like a terribly sophisticated document exfiltration. unless it's something like, these were sent by accident to far more people than should have gotten them. It's like the pool, the documents are top secret. A lot of them are, well, not all of them are top secret, but a lot of them are classified top secret. A lot of them are classified Five Eyes only, which Five Eyes, oh man, putting myself on the spot, but it's UK, Australia, Canada, US, and Matt.
Oh no. Okay. Canada, Australia, no. US, no. Canada, Australia, US, United Kingdom, New Zealand.
New Zealand.
It's an intelligence alliance, so they share intelligence with each other.
Right. It's like the NSA, GCHQ, you know, Australia and New Zealand and Canada's, I think RMCP, RCMP, sorry, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and a couple other intelligence agencies are part of it, which is just to say, like, Five Eyes only documents are shared more widely because they go, you know, to a variety of different countries and intelligence agencies. But it's like, this stuff does not leak very often, and this stuff does not usually go out very widely. And so unless something bad happened here where they were sort of sent to more people than they should have been by accident, it seems like the pool of people who could have leaked this is likely to be, like, relatively small. But
it's so weird because something we don't talk about is, like, there's a lot of people out there that say that we classify too many documents, that we overclassify documents. This is part of why, not to defend Donald Trump on the podcast, but you know, Trump and Biden have both been in trouble for having classified documents in you know, places they shouldn't have had them, right? There are so many different kinds of classifications of documents that it can be hard for everybody in their bureaucracy to keep track of where everything's supposed to be and who's supposed to see what. I mean, I think we can, like, it's so wild. I'm going to pull up the article again. Perfect. All right, so I don't know why you get to stick around this time. Whatever.
We fixed it.
We fixed it somehow by accident. All right, so you see, like, all these little acronyms at the all these little abbreviations at the top, you know, TSSI, REL2, USA. Like, there's this intricate kind of coding system to all of this stuff that kind of tells you, like, what it is, who it's supposed to be seen by. And that stuff's hard to keep track of. And you're right. Like, it could very easily, somebody that was not supposed to have access to this could have very easily gotten access to it. Also, we're really bad about, the government is really bad about, like, when people lose their top secret clearance, they don't always, like, get cleared out of the system. And there's a whole bunch of really weird, like, laws and rules about, like, who can have clearance that are based on things like, who has, like, how much debt you have into who. Like you can become a security threat to the United States if your debt is
if you're
blackmailable, essentially, and the bureaucracy is really bad at keeping track of all that stuff. And in terms of OPSEC around whoever printed this stuff out, actually, I've got a question from the chat I think is good. How sensitive is the information? Is it just an update on the war, or is it plans on how U.S. or NATO plan to counteract? It was pretty sensitive, and it's not just stuff with let's walk through this kind of as an example. So this is a top secret. SI means that it was collected via surveillance. So the reason that we have this little bit of information that's on screen right now is because we listened to a communications at some point in the chain, released only to the USA or to one of these Five Eyes nations. And then later in a different area, you can see where it says NOFORN, which means it's not information that's not to be released to any foreign country. You're not supposed to show this to anyone else. And the FISA designation that's on there refers to kind of like laws that govern how this kind of intelligence is supposed to be gathered. So a lot of this stuff is not just about Ukraine, but is also intelligence about monitoring that the U.S. is doing of its allies and its enemies. So like this specifically is information that they got by listening to the communications of a Ukrainian.
Just a couple examples that I have seen. There's talk in here about like the GRU planning an information campaign, like, you know, here's a propaganda campaign that's on our radar. There's this is a really bad one. You mentioned it earlier. The Ukraine Air Force in Bakhmut almost encircled is what it says. And then it talks about plans to send in an elite unit to, quote, stabilize a catastrophic situation. It's a lot of them are like special forces plans that are now outdated. You know, they're from a month ago, but it's like we're planning this counteroffensive. Here's where troops are. Here's where SAM sites are, like surface to air missile sites are, like pictures of maps.
It's sensitive. It's serious stuff, right? Like it's not, yeah, you know, it's, this is real life and death stuff, which is why, like when we published this, we redacted portions of it. Because I think when you're a journalist and you're handling information like this, it's, you've got to be careful. I did want to talk about, speaking of screwing up, being careful. I did want to talk about some of the OPSEC around like what's in the background of some of these photos, which is probably going to be helpful.
Yeah. So if anyone has ever seen like the TikTok of the GeoGuessr guy, he is the guy who you send him like a picture of a patch of grass or like a sidewalk, and he's able to determine exactly where on planet Earth that is. We've talked about this before, but like open source intelligence is a huge field of research. It's like, it's a job for a lot of people. It's a hobby for a lot of other people. And there are many times where a small detail in a photo can identify who took the photo. And so in a lot of, as we mentioned, a lot of these photos of the classified documents are photographs of pieces of paper that are like sitting on a desk. And rather than like doing it on a white desk or just like a nondescript desk, there's like items in the background. You can see Matt scrolling through here, but yeah, we've been able to identify, and a lot of people have been able to identify some of the items in the background. One of which is Gorilla Glue, like a package of Gorilla Glue. Another of which is this spotter scope that's for hunting. And then we have here a binocular strap, a Bushnell binocular strap, things like that. Oh, wow, nail clippers, too. I didn't see the nail clippers. And you're like, okay, Gorilla Glue, you know, this this little spotter scope thing. How can that be sensitive? It's like, there's a lot of different ways that it could potentially be sensitive. It's like, maybe this type of Gorilla Glue is only sold in one geographic area. Maybe same deal with the spotter scope. You can start cross-referencing these places and get a sense of where the person who leaked it lives. I mean, just with the documents sort of totally out of context, it's like it could have been anyone from any one of the Five Eyes in theory, but you start looking at these sorts of details, and this is just an example. I don't know if this is the case, but like, maybe this type of Gorilla Glue is only sold in the United States. Well, you can quickly, with reasonable security, with reasonable like probability, say, okay, well, the leaker isn't Canadian. They aren't from New Zealand. They aren't from Australia. They aren't from the UK. They're from the US. And then you start narrowing down who printed these documents, who had access to these documents. Oh, there's also this type of binocular. Well, maybe this type of binocular is standard issue for a certain part of the military or something. And you can start narrowing that way. So it's pretty sloppy. It's really sloppy, actually.
Yeah, it does. Like they said earlier, it really has that feel of, look at this cool thing I have that nobody else does, you know, and then you start sharing it around like you took photos for your buddies, and then it just keeps going out, you know. Mm-hmm. Question from the chat. Does this erode our relationship with our allies, or do they all know we're spying but just ignored it? Complicated question, I think, to answer. This is how the game is played. I think everyone, it's not like they're not spying on us too. This is kind of how these things work. That doesn't mean that nobody likes it to be public. No one likes to know that they're being spied on. No one likes it to be in the news. I know South Korea is pretty upset about the things that are in the documents. Like, we've been here before, though, like with the Snowden leaks, with WikiLeaks, like these kind of revelations have come and we've weathered them before. Right.
The Snowden leaks, especially because there was a lot of documents in there about programs where we were actively spying on like the heads of state of our allies. So there was something in there about like the U.S. tapping Angela Merkel's communications in some way, shape, or form in the early days of those leaks. And it's like Angela Merkel was like, what the hell? Like, this is not cool. But I do think that sort of as more documents came out, it's like, well, everyone's kind of spying on everyone, and that's expected at this point. I think, you know, I can't imagine that Ukraine is thrilled that this sort of stuff leaked. I can't imagine that our allies are thrilled that this sort of thing leaked. At the same time, it's like, what, you're going to stop taking aid and support from the US in this, you know, life or death war? I think it's probably more of a hiccup than anything.
Yeah, I think so. Do you want to talk about the character sheet?
I would love to talk about the character sheet.
Do something a little bit less serious at the end here to see us out.
So there's a variety of different packs of documents, as Matt was talking about earlier. There were various zip files that were being spread in various places. And in all of them, had a bunch of photos of classified documents, except in one of the packs, one of the images was something totally different. What did you find?
So this was packaged in with the zip file that had 20, which was one of the earlier ones. I believe is the one that was on the Minecraft server. And it is somebody's character sheet from a tabletop role-playing game. Want to be clear that this we don't know that this is the character sheet of anyone who was actually involved in the leak. When we look at the way that the files are named in the zip, all of them that are photographs from the leak are sequential. And this photograph is like the one that has a wildly different number. So like there's a decent chance it just kind of accidentally got shuffled in with everything else. But it's a character sheet.
It's entirely possible someone included it as like a joke or a troll, or like to throw someone off the scent as well. So we certainly cannot say like this person had anything to do with the leak.
Right.
But
Yeah. Just like there's a lot we don't know. But we do know that this character sheet was included in one of the zip files with classified government documents for a character named Dr. Izmir Trotsky, class professor scientist. And then it's got a number of attributes: strength, dex, perception, endurance, faith, charisma, intelligence. And then it kind of does a skill breakdown. They're carrying rubles. They have a sword cane. They're carrying a derringer. At first blush as a tabletop role-playing gamer myself, I thought this was a Call of Cthulhu character sheet. And for the audience that's listening at home, this thing is handwritten on a piece of like blue lined notebook paper that you would have used in school. Like I said, at first blush, I would think it was from the game Call of Cthulhu. I talked to an expert in tabletop role-playing games though. And she kind of came to the assessment that that didn't make any sense, and it looks like it's a homebrew system of some kind. Somebody's homebrew character for a role-playing game ended up with these classified government documents, which is just a bizarre little detail to this whole story. You know, it kind of cycles into these
bizarre detail, like only in our current timeline could this happen, and yet totally like not expected, but par for the course for, you know, leaked documents that first ended up on a Discord server for Minecraft. Eventually and early on ended up there, and then also on 4chan. It's just like, this is the type of thing that happens now.
Yeah. It really is that this is just the type of thing that happens now, right? It's bizarre how important Discord and 4chan and everything have become. It's kind of fascinating.
Yeah. All right. You're going to continue reporting on this. More to come. I know that you're going to be on the Vice World News Twitch channel in much more depth on Thursday. So tune into that. I'm sure more news will break between now and then. We're continuing to report on this. But Matt, thank you. Thank you for coming on your own show.
Thank you so much for hosting. Thank you for having me. Where can people find us if they want to find us?
Motherboard.vice.com. This podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, TikTok, Twitter, wherever you want.
All the places. Are you on Substack Notes?
I'm not there.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
They opened it up to the public today. You can get on. You can get another social media app going.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
Okay. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
I'll see you again later this week on the Vice World News podcast, and then also on Cyber to talk about something else. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.